With a theme of safe, smart, ready, SUNY Adirondack will begin its fall semester on Tuesday, September 9th, offering classes both remotely and in person. Small in-person classes will be held for those courses requiring hands-on instruction, such as nursing, culinary, art, music, science, and technology. Other classes will be taught in a live remote setting or in a traditional online format. We get an update this morning from the president of SUNY Adirondack and all of the work that they have been doing over the many months of the summer to make sure they're ready for students. Dr. Christine Duffy joins us. Good morning, Dr. Duffy. What a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Good morning, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, I thank you very much. None of this is normal. None of this is, makes any sense, but here we are. And you try to hit the moving target with your dart each and every day. How are you doing?
Well, Joe, as I've told people before, I don't remember taking my graduate course in Pandemic 101. So as you said, we've been learning a lot along the way, and I'm fortunate to be surrounded by a lot of really great people that I work with every day in the campus, and of course the support we get from our county and our state. So it's a team effort for sure.
I know you and the leadership of the college and all of the folks there have been working very, very hard over the summer to get ready to implement all these health and safety protocols and to be ready for students to come, in your case, on September 9th. In the broader sense, I mean, we've been talking so much even this morning in this program about the problems that colleges have been having and some colleges having to send students away after only a few days. And so this goes to what I was saying a moment ago about this all being a moving target. You can plan for what you know of that moment, but who knows what that's going to be in a week or around September 9th when the students actually start showing up on Bay Road and the environs.
Yes, absolutely. So I do feel fortunate that Warren County in general has been in a very low-risk area in terms of COVID-19 infections. And, of course, you know, I monitor, just as the county does, their report on a daily basis. And, you know, I feel good that we are in an environment that has had relatively few cases. So that's a good start. Of course, we hope for the best and we plan for the worst. That's the best thing you can do in an environment that's ever changing. But I'm very confident that we've taken the right steps to reduce our density to really about 25% of what we would normally have on campus in terms of activity from students and staff. We've limited our, you know, residence hall population to less than half of what we normally would have. So, you know, we've made every precaution we can to keep density low, which is really, you know, one of the key primary ways to reduce the propensity of spread. And then, of course, the safety protocols, required face coverings, required check-in every day. And so, you know, we feel as ready as we can be.
Obviously, we talk a lot about getting ready and what campus life is going to be like with the pandemic, and everyone's trying to figure this out from K through 12 to institutes of higher learning like SUNY Adirondack. But what I find fascinating, and one of the reasons I was so excited to have you on, is that we also talk about the effect that this pandemic has had on the economy, the effect that this has had on people, and those not knowing quite what to do and what the next step is because their life has been so greatly disrupted by this pandemic. So this falls right into your mission, right? I mean, this falls right into what you all do all the time of coming up with these associate's degree and certificate programs to help people in either continuing their education or to start their education and to get them ready to navigate the disruptions caused by this pandemic.
Absolutely. And that's what our primary mission has been, as you pointed out, to be there for our community, and we continue to do so. And, you know, I recognize that in many cases, people's lives have been disrupted. But the one constant is that we know that education can bring people to a new place in the economy as well as in their own lives. And so we're here right throughout that. And, you know, the thing is that community colleges and through the Adirondack not being any exception to that is we have flexible learning. We've always had flexible learning, including remote instruction. So, you know, we feel very well poised to be able to respond to people's needs. And even if someone is concerned about what they can feel like they can commit to, then take a class part-time. At least it keeps your foot in the door and it allows you to continue an education that can be well-served, because COVID-19 will end eventually. We keep reminding ourselves of that. And we are very well positioned to help rebuild the economy for the future. So, you know, the one good thing we've learned in this environment is that we can be flexible, we can be nimble, and we will continue to do so to meet our community's needs.
You know, did you know I was an alum? Did you know that?
I had heard that, so I'm very, very extra proud to be able to talk to you today.
I so went and learned how to be on the radio at SUNY Adirondack.
Absolutely.
You had a wonderful a wonderful professor by the name of Ron Pache, who was just one of my idols and mentors. But I have to tell you, who fortunately passed away about a year ago, but I have to say to you, but all of what you were talking about, because I was working full-time in radio and also going to school and then eventually transferring to the College of St. Rose, but it is fascinating to me of that you are, as you use the word nimble, I believe, of allowing people to sort of come in and where you know that you're ready for the very unique position that someone's going to come in and say, okay, but I have this job and I want to be a nurse, but by the way, I'm already working at this hospital. And to figure that out and to help support the person during that is really cool and quite fascinating.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's an old saying that's used a lot, but we really do meet students where they are. And that is the foundation of our educational model, is that you need to come part-time, we're here for you. You need to come in the evening, we're here for you. If you need to learn remotely, we're here for you. And, you know, you can go at the pace that works best for you. And even to the extent where we're able to look at someone's work background and determine if there's a possibility that experience could apply to credit, so that we can help those working adults in particular be able to be honored for their, you know, many years of work experience and how that might translate to academic work. So, you know, I think that's been one of our strengths and will continue to be our strength as we go forward.
It's not too late to get going for the fall semester, right? People could still take part.
Absolutely. You know, we're standing by ready for any student who's interested in getting started on September 9th. So don't wait much longer. We want to make sure we have the classes that you need. So anyone can go to our website and there's information there about applying for admission, or, as I said, maybe just taking a couple classes and to either skill up or to get started in a slower pace. So everything is there right on our college's website at sunyacc.edu.
You have a satellite site in Saratoga. There's the Culinary Center that I mentioned in downtown Glens Falls. You have the main campus in Queensbury. So, but then you also work with SUNY Plattsburgh. You also work with SUNY Empire. So people do want to take their education further. In some programs, they can and get a bachelor's degree through those institutions.
Yep, right on campus. SUNY Plattsburgh has been a great partner, as well as SUNY Empire. Plattsburgh offers in-person classes in our Queensbury campus, and SUNY Empire's model, of course, is provides a variety of options for adult learners, both in-person as well as remotely. And then we also are partnering with SUNY Empire at their West Avenue site to begin some new classes starting in the spring semester. And then, of course, we work with all of our SUNY partners across the state for a more traditional transfer pathway, with very specific articulation agreements with many of the SUNY campuses and the private colleges. As you mentioned, College of St. Rose is a good partner as well.
Yeah. Yeah. You, how are you doing? I mean, this is a tough time for everybody. It's a tough time for colleges. It is a tough time for money. How are you all doing, and how do you work through that challenge keeping, you know, keeping the doors open and keeping the lights on and doing all of the great things that we have been talking about throughout the course of this conversation.
Absolutely. Well, certainly we have not been, you know, we haven't been able to avoid the fiscal challenges of the state, and we have, we will be experiencing at least a 20% reduction in our state aid, which is not easy for us at all, like it is for, isn't for any other institution. You know, I will say that Adirondack has been a very fiscally conservative college for many years, and you know, we do a very good job of managing our resources. However, this has been difficult. I would be lying if I said it wasn't. We've had to make significant expense reductions that we don't see as being long-term sustainable, but will at least be able to sustain us for another year. And then, you know, we have had to make some workforce reductions on a temporary basis to free up some more revenue for us while we sustain some of the cuts that we expect to have. We have a very strong board that has supported us, but we will need to be mindful of our expenses going forward. We hope to see some more federal stimulus funds come both the state's way as well as to higher ed institutions to help us weather the storm. And we'll continue to, you know, be able to operate as best we can. The good news is we have had no impact financially on the programs that we offer. So we've done everything to try to ensure that we preserve our instruction and support services for students so that from the students' perspective, they would not see any impact on their ability to study here. But it is important that funding is restored going forward at some point because we already do kind of operate at the margins. And right. This crisis, of course, has made that a bit worse.
Well, a lot going on, and I'm glad at least to hear all the good news stuff. That's good. And
absolutely.
We certainly feel for you on the bad news stuff have great faith that it'll all work out. People can find out more information about SUNY Adirondack by going to sunyacc.org, sunyacc.org. Dr. Christine Duffy is the president of SUNY Adirondack. Dr. Duffy, I thank you very much for joining us this morning. A great pleasure and honor to have you on the program.
Thank you, Joe. It was a pleasure to talk with you, and especially as an alum. So thank you very much. We're proud of you.
Be well. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.